Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Sound of the Underground. I'm your host, DJ Proof. And I'm joining you guys on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. It is currently 4:03. Sorry for the late start. I was dealing with some technical difficulties at the beginning, but it seems to be working out now. And it sounds like, yeah, everything's working now. My voice is pretty crispy. Well, it's a great week to kind of introduce some new artists. I feel like last week was kind of a more depressing theme that I wanted to really talk about, and I thought last week was a good time to do it with the artists that I decided to choose. So this week is just a little bit different. There's no real theme to it. It's just, I just wanted to talk about three artists that have really caught my eye over the years. And like I said before, the show is primarily all about rap, rock, and reggae. And I like to play songs. I like to start my show off with a rap artist and a song by that artist. And then I move on to the second part, which is the rock portion, and I usually end it with the reggae portion to kind of get everybody in a good mood before you guys start your evening. So it's a beautiful day right now. I can see the sun. The sun is out. There's not a cloud in the sky, and the weather is perfect. I mean, it just feels good to be outside, and I hope everyone is just enjoying their Thursday afternoon. For the first portion of my show, I wanted to talk about a really well-known East Coast duo group, and they came out more toward the golden age of hip-hop. So, I mean, they emerged in the late 80s, and they went all the way through the decade of the 90s and a little bit into the 21st century. But this group is known as Gangstar, and a lot of hip-hop fans already know these guys, but they were originally formed by Boston native MC Keith Edward Alam, who is better known as Guru, and Houston, Texas native Christopher Edward Martin, who later became known as DJ Premier when he joined Guru in 1989. And the two artists actually emerged from the Brooklyn underground hip-hop scene, and that's where they kind of earned their fame, and they earned their stripes as being, you know, real MCs with a real passion and real, you know, real artists who try to promote the actual hip hop culture of, you know, lyricism and lyrical content that is relative to the social, not just political, but, you know, social issues, along with political, and also just, what I'm getting at is that the hip-hop culture was founded on lyrical content that focused on social, political issues, and as well as just talks, it gave people a chance to really express their mind and their thoughts, because rap and hip-hop is a culture that is, you know, it really revolves around poetry, and that's why groups like Gangstar were so committed to maintaining this culture that revolved around this poetic lyricism that was developed and made into a genre, and it really became a voice for African Americans, primarily because it gave them a chance to kind of speak out about what kind of lifestyle that they lived in, particularly in lower income neighborhoods across the U.S. And I mean, I've talked about this throughout my show, and it just keeps getting repeated, because I like to emphasize the fact that hip-hop is a real culture, and it's not something that a lot of a lot of people who don't know the culture and the origins of it seem to have this, you know, idea that hip hop is just a violent music culture that revolves around drugs and violence and women and all this. But I mean, the same thing happened to rock and roll back when it was in its prime and emergence, because the mainstream media has always been at the forefront of, you know, painting a picture for what music is supposed to look like. And this is exactly why hip hop needs to maintain its independence and establish a firm understanding that the culture is actually rooted in real situation, real problems and situations that need to be addressed. So that was just a little spiel on that, just to kind of get people up to date on that. And going back to Gangstar, they released their debut album in 1989 called No More Mr. Nice Guy, and a year later the group signed to Chrysalis record label, which was previously headed by A&R director Duff Marlowe, who was a former DJ and LA Times rap music critic. And this label was actually London-based, so it offered Guru and Premier just completely unlimited artistic license and major label distributions worldwide, and it gave them a platform that they could use to become essentially the most influential hip-hop act of their decade, in the 90s, basically. And with DJ Premier's producing skills mixed with Guru's hardcore lyrical style of rapping, I think Gangstar shot up the ladder of success, and they only released 5 more albums before they stopped making music together. And their last album, called Owners, was released in 2003. And the reason for kind of their short career together was because they were really more focused on their independent careers, and I'll talk about that later. But their 5th studio album from the 98 album, released in 98, called The Moment of Truth, and it's kind of a standout album for them because it ventured slightly away from their classical style that they were known for. And personally, I think it has more creative songs than some of their previous work. But the song that I want to play for you is off this, off their 5th album, and it happens to be their hit single. So I haven't mentioned this, but the album, which is called Moment of Truth, it was their first and only album to reach number one on R&B and hip hop charts, and that's throughout their whole career. And even though, you know, they're considered underground artists, they were able to break through kind of like into the mainstream culture and establish themselves as underground artists in the mainstream culture. So they never became mainstream artists per se. They just were able to be successful enough in the underground to, you know, get enough people's attention to allow music industries to play their music and produce music. So, I mean, they caught the attention of a lot of different producers, but they remained pretty independent for the most part. And like I said, I'm going to talk about their solo careers later on. So without further ado, I hope everyone enjoys the sound of Gangstar and this hit single off their album is also called Moment of Truth. So let's get to it and kick out the jams.
They say it's lonely at the top in whatever you do. You always gotta watch, motherfuckers around you. Nobody's invincible, no plan is foolproof. We all must meet our moment of truth. The same shiesty cats that you hang with and do your thing with could set you up and wet you up.
the language, it's universal. You play with fire, it may hurt you or burn you. Lessons are blessings you should learn through. Let's face facts. Although MCs lace tracks, it doesn't mean behind the scenes there ain't no dirt to trace back. That goes for all of us. There ain't nobody to trust. It's like sabotage. It's got me ready to bust, but I can't jeopardize what I've done up to this point. So I'ma get more guys to help me run the whole joint. Cultivate, multiply, motivate, or else we'll die. You know I'll be the master of the who, what, where, and why. See, when you're shining, some chumps will wanna dull ya. Always selfish, jealous punks will wanna pull ya down. Just like some shellfish in a bucket, cause they love it to see your ass squirm like a worm. But just as you receive what is coming to you, everybody else is gonna get this too. I ain't no saint, therefore I cannot dispute that everyone must meet their moment of truth. Actions have reactions, don't be quick to judge. You may not know the hardships people don't speak of. It's best to step back and observe with coolth, for we all must meet our moment of truth. Sometimes you gotta dig deep. When problems come near, don't fear. Things get severe for everybody, everywhere. Why do bad things happen to good people? Seems that life is just a constant war between good and evil. The situation that I'm facing is mad amazing. To think such problems can arise from minor confrontations. Now I'm contemplating in my bedroom pacing. Dark clouds over my head, my heart's racing. Suicide? Nah, I'm not a foolish guy. Don't even feel like drinking or even getting high. Cause all that's gonna do really is accelerate the anxieties that I wish I could alleviate. But wait, I've been through a whole lot of other shit before, so I ought to be able to withstand some more. But I'm sweating though, my eyes are turning red, and yo, I'm ready to lose my mind, but instead I use my mind. I put down the knife and take the bullets out my nine. My only crime was that I'm too damn kind, and now some scandalous motherfuckers wanna take what's mine. But they can't take the respect that I've earned in my lifetime, and you know they'll never stop the furious force of my rhymes. So like they say, every dog has its day, and like they say, God works in a mysterious way. So I pray, remembering the days of my youth, as I prepare to meet my moment of truth. Truth. Yo, I got one lyric pointed at your head for start. Another one is pointed at your weak ass heart. Now if I pull the trigger on these fully loaded lines, you're gonna wish I would've pulled a black nine. I'm Mac Dimes, crack the spines of the fake gangsters. Yeah, the biting trifling niggas and the studio pranksters. Yo, looking at the situation plainly, will you remain G or will you be looked upon strangely? I reign as the articulator with the greater data, revolving on a task and much doper than my last jam. While others struggle to juggle tricky metaphors, I explore more to expose the core. A lot of MCs act stupid to me, and we have yet to see if they can match our longevity. But anyway, it's just another day, another fake jack I slay with my spectacular rap display. Styles smooth but rugged, you can't push or shove it. You dig it and you dug it, cause like money you love it. The king of monotone with my own throne, righteously violent prone. My words bring winds like cyclones, storming your hideout, blocking out your sunlight. Your image and your business were truly not done right. Throw up your hiala now, divine saviors. You got no hand skills, there's no security to save you. No pager, no celly, no drop top Benzie. I came to bring your phony hip hop to an end. My art of war will leave you sore from the abuse, cause you must meet your moment of truth. They say it's lonely at the top, and whatever you do, you always gotta watch mother around you. No one is untouchable, no man is bulletproof. We all must meet our moment of truth. Truth.
And we're back. That was the group known as Gangstar, and you just heard their hit single Moment of Truth off their fifth studio album, which is also called Moment of Truth. Well, welcome back. You're listening to the one and only Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. I chose this song because Guru lays down the wisdom that he learned coming up in the rap game, and he also expresses his perspective from a successful hip-hop artist standpoint, and all the lessons that he learned over his years, you know, in the rap game and coming up from a street culture and the area that he lived in, especially in New York. You know, he keeps his stuff real, and keeping it real, which is also a hip-hop term, you know, it really rings true in the ears of a lot of people who understand the culture, because a lot of the music, a lot of the hip-hop and rap music that gets played on mainstream radio today is just completely completely off track of what original hip-hop and hip-hop and rap was, you know, created on. And I think honestly it loses all its lyrical or consciously lyrical style when the only thing that is really focused on is the beats, and that's how they make money. You know, they just pump out songs by making beats and, you know, adding whatever comes to their head, the first thing that comes to these artists' head sometimes. And that's why I have a hard time saying artists when I talk about this type of music, because you can find this music in any genre as well, but it's really bad in hip-hop right now. And the promotion of just ignorant thinking and materialistic value is really pushed. It's really enforced in this mainstream culture. That's why I think groups like Gangstar and so many other underground hip-hop artists that I've been introducing in my show, I think they're so important in maintaining a hip-hop culture that stays true to the original, you know, intentions of the culture. So just to talk a little bit more about Gangstar and the life of Guru and DJ Premier. Well, first off, I thought it was appropriate to play a song that was strictly produced by Guru and Premier, because Guru went into a coma and died of a heart attack in 2010. And for 10 years, yeah, I think it was 10 years, 10 or 11 years, he was battling cancer, but he decided to keep that quiet. And I think that's pretty honorable to still push out music and make things happen even in that kind of situation that he was in. And the legacy that these two men left behind together is amazing. But also they worked on projects in between the projects that they were working on together, and they made extensive progress with their solo careers. Between 93 and 2009, Guru released 4 volumes under the name Jazzmatazz and 3 other studio albums. So he was putting in work since the beginning of Gangstar and on, you know, beyond that. Some of these records were even produced under his own record label called 7 Grand. And not to mention, Guru and DJ Premier have worked with so many well-known hip-hop artists, both underground and mainstream. And just to name a few, Notorious B.I.G., they worked with KRS-One, Big L, Dilated Peoples, Busta Rhymes, De La Soul, Jay-Z, Nas, Royce da 5'9", and Common. And needless to say, Gangstar's legacy in hip-hop is going to be timeless, and I truly believe that. Alright guys, well, that kind of ends the first portion of my show. I hope you guys enjoyed listening to Gangstar. They have 6 studio albums in total, but they have a lot of other side projects, and they're featured on a lot of different things, so be sure to check them out. I think they have to be up in the top 10 when it comes to the best all-time hip-hop artists, in my opinion, especially from the East Coast. They're probably top 5 if you narrow it down that much. But anyways, moving on. So for the rock portion of my show, I wanted to kind of take it off a little bit different direction, because this band emerged in the early mid 90s and has probably made one of the biggest impacts on the heavy metal and alternative rock genre scene to this day. And when I first heard these guys, I could not believe what I was hearing. It was so, I don't know, I guess I couldn't really describe what I was feeling at first, but now that I think about it, it was, and you know, listen to their songs now, it's like, this is really different. And the fact that they were able to create this sound of metal, you know, hardcore guitar playing, fast paced drumming, and all this molded together with what I would call like melodic Middle Eastern guitar and even the bass is pretty melodic sometimes, but their singing in general is amazing to me. And they just hit so many different vocal tones. And they, I think they normally play in drop C, but I'm not sure. Anyways, their sound is amazing. And I think a lot of metal and hardcore rock fans could compare them. I think they do compare to them, Jane's Addiction mostly, and like Slayer, Black Sabbath. And I think they compare them to Frank Zappa sometimes just because of how like outlandish some of their music sounds. But for the most part, they infuse their songs with some unique sounds, just, you know, fast-paced heavy metal and melodic, slow-paced sound as well. And when it comes together, it just sounds amazing. And the band that I'm referring to is called System of a Down and is a quartet group which currently consists of lead vocalist Serge, excuse me if I get their names wrong, but I believe it's Tankian, lead guitarist Darren Malakian, bassist Shavo Odagian, and drummer John Dolmayan. And if you couldn't tell by their names, all the band members are Armenian-American with origins in L.A. and particularly the Glendale area of L.A. And I think they all attended Rose and Alex Pilibos Armenian School. At least I know Serge Tankian and Darren Malakian and Shavo Adanjian did. But I'm not sure about Dolmayan. I believe he did as well. And they were all in different grades at the time, but they ended up forming, Tankian and Malakian formed the group called Soil in 1992, but the group fell through in about a year or two, and then those two guys plus Odagian, the bassist, they picked up the original drummer of the band, Andy Kachaturian, in 94. And up until 97, the group released 4 demo tapes that, you know, it gave them a little bit of popularity in the LA underground metal scene. They also discussed issues such as the Armenian genocide in 1915, but they also discussed other political issues as well. And that's kind of what helps them stand out, is their political messages, along with their unique sounding music. So once they started playing in like venues like the Viper Room and in LA, they eventually caught the attention of Rick Rubin, who is a very well-known music producer. And Rubin started his own record company under, I think it was Universal Music Group, but he started American Recordings. And in 98, he signed System of a Down, and they released their eponymous debut album, which actually was pretty successful. But American Recordings, which also produced for a variety of artists like Slayer, the Ghetto Boys, Danzig, the Black Crowes, Sir Mix-a-Lot, and ZZ Top, I think it was really important that Rubin signed System of a Down to this group this label, because the whole point of creating the company was to present an anti-establishment image, and there's no doubt that System of a Down is probably one of the most anti-establishment bands coming out of their age, and they do it in a unique way, like I was saying. But I can't play every song for you guys, but the one song that I do want to play for you is interesting, and it surrounds more of the melodic sound and heavy sounds that I was talking about earlier. It's more of a sample of that, and although they do have a message behind the song, they have a lot more songs that are, you know, heavy and political, and messages that talk about all the issues, not only in this country but around the world, like, you know, war on terror. They talk about that. They talk about drug abuse, the prison system, everything that you could probably think of. They mention it, and they don't hold back when they in their lyrics. They go all out. That's why a lot of record companies might have a problem with them, because they don't mind what they say, and they do it in a creative way. So, but anyways, and they really got their fame really came after their second album was released in 2001, called Toxicity, and it's probably one of my favorite album art covers, because it says System of a Down, and it's supposed to represent the Hollywood sign, but it says System of a Down instead, and it's so cool. I think it's probably one of the most creative things, simple but creative things, that I've seen on a album. And I mean, that album just created national and world global fame for them. And this was released all around the time of the 9/11 attacks, and one of their songs called Chop Suey was banned from being played on the radio for a while, just because it talked about issues of terrorism, and it had certain lyrics that didn't, you know, fit very well into the whole situation. But this, I mean, the album was released before the attack, so it wasn't an album strictly dedicated to these, the time of terror that happened. And it was their first album to reach number one on the Billboard 200 chart, despite the controversy. And after their third studio album was released in 2002, called Steal This Album, they released two more studio albums, and the last two albums, Mesmerize and Hypnotize, were released in 2005 on separate release dates, 6 months apart from both of each other. So, but at the same time, they both reached number one. And since these two albums debuted at number one in the same year, System of a Down was given the honor of being one of the only artists to accomplish this feat, next to Tupac, Guns N' Roses, DMX, and The Beatles. I mean, that's a huge accomplishment. And next to those four artists I just said, that's huge. I mean, Tupac, Guns N' Roses, DMX, and The Beatles, and then System of a Down. It's just, I don't know, it's an interesting variety of artists that have done that. And the song that I want to play for you guys is off their fourth album, which is called Mesmerize. And I decided to go with this album and this song particularly because I think it was kind of like the pinnacle of their career. It was the prime that they were in, and they formed a sound that was definitely, it took the sound that they created in the beginning, but it also, you know, I think they were more creative with the sounds that they wanted to actually create. And so without further ado, plus Tankian and Malakian share the songwriting more evenly in their later albums, so that's also a reason. But let's get right to it. The song is called Radio/Video, and I think this song is perfect for a show like this, because here at Dominican and on this radio show, we don't have full creative control over what we can play, whatever we can say and all that. I mean, it still is a radio show, and we have to respect all the listeners. But we're also given, you know, I think we're given pretty good amount of freedom to choose the songs and the content that we air on, that we air live on this radio show, radio station, excuse me. And I think this song, which I'm going to talk about a little bit after it, before I play it, I just want to make it clear that they're talking about the mainstream culture of radio and video. And yeah, so might as well get right into it. And I hope you guys enjoy this, because it's probably, I chose this song because it probably has the most variety of you know, heavy hardcore metal mixed with beautiful melodic guitar in the background, and for the bridge. So I hope you guys enjoy. This is called Radio and Video by System of a Down. Thank you.
Sweet Tammy and Lisa.
You just heard the song called Radio / Video by the band System of a Down. And you're listening to the one and only Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. I hope you guys enjoyed that. I feel like that kind of music, especially heavy metal, is kind of it's a certain kind of rock genre that a lot of people, I don't think the majority of people get into that much because it's so fast paced and heavy. I figure that it's mostly just guys who listen to metal, and but of course I know girls who listen to metal too, and who actually like System of a Down, so that's cool. I think music like this is important, and it's important because of the messages that they portray. Like, for example, this song talked about the way that mainstream radio and TV and all this is just meant to distract us from, you know, being a more united community, for example, and being able to see the reality behind the smoke and mirrors that is mainstream radio and TV, in my opinion. But the lyrics say, they take me away from the strangest places, Sweet Danny and Lisa, and it's kind of simple lyrics, obviously, but Malakian, he comes in and he says, they take me away from the strangest places, when he's talking about radio and video. It's kind of like he's just emphasizing the fact that mainstream culture is just meant to distract us from creating a real culture that is based from every individual human's perspective on life, and instead of just one mainstream culture that is predominantly set up by most of the mainstream music corporations are definitely run by, I can't even say right wing, but a lot of them are right wing conservative white men, and this whole white patriarchal society that we live in is only, you know, it's only supported and maintained because the mainstream media is controlled by them, and it helps keep that culture alive, and it doesn't allow underground underground music and underground artists, for example, they really rise up. But at the same time, you can't stop, you know, the popularity of an artist from rising when the people really like them. And that's the whole point of underground music, is that it allows different artists and different sounds to emerge, and it's all good, you know? It doesn't have to be controlled and censored. And the fact that it is controlled and censored is the exact reason why everything sounds so angry and so focused on changing things, especially in hip-hop and metal and hard rock and all that, and even reggae, you know? That's the whole point of this show. And let's talk a little bit more about the band. I'm definitely going over my time limit for this show, for this part of the show, but I feel like it's good to talk about the artist a little bit. And I mean, System of a Down is always focused on talking about issues, especially the media and politics, corruption of the prison system, and of course the Armenian genocide, which Serge Tankian actually did a solo project on, and he actually made a film about it. And Tankian himself, he ended up, the whole band went on a hiatus in 2006, and they've recently regrouped in 2010, I believe. But when the band went on a hiatus, all of the band members went their own separate ways. And Tankian, for example, he became a vegetarian because he believed in animal rights. And in 2002, Rage Against the Machine guitarist and Audioslave guitarist Tom Morello, they both co-founded a nonprofit political activist organization called the Axis of Justice. So that's part of his activism role. And being the frontman of System of a Down is really important in that aspect as well, because he's the face of the band, essentially. And the fact that he's so into activism is great, especially for the people who are supportive of them and they want to be like them. But Tankian also founded the music label Surgical Strike Records, and it's an independent label under the Velvet Hammer Music and Management Group, which is under System of a Down. And after the success of their 5 studio albums, when they went on hiatus, it's not really clear why, but they just decided to go their separate ways. And Serge Tankian released 5 solo albums in his free time. And then Malakian and Dolmayan started a group known as Scars on Broadway. And they made some music as well, while Odajian, the bassist, teamed up with RZA from Wu-Tang Clan, which is pretty interesting. And they started an experimental hip-hop group called A Chosen, but they still haven't released any record yet. And I'm actually anticipating this record to be amazing, because it's supposed to be revolutionary in the sound, and RZA actually plays rhythm guitar on some of the projects that they've been rumored to work on, so that's pretty cool too. And on August 12, 2011, Tankian was awarded the Armenian Prime Minister's Medal for his contributions to the recognition of the genocide that took place and forced a lot of Armenians to come to the States in the first place. You know, we're all... And I think the fact that they are Armenian-American gives them a good place to talk about immigration as well. And I'm not sure if they have recently, but ever since 2010, when they regrouped to do a European and American tour, they have been they have said that they are expected to release their 6th studio album, so they might talk a little bit more about some different subjects, possibly on immigration and whatnot. But nothing is for sure yet, and we still wait to hear from the band members. So be sure to keep an eye on System of a Down if you're interested in their projects and their music. The song that I played for you was Radio and Video, so be sure to look up some of their older stuff as well, especially if you're into the heavier metal scene. Well, guys, I was going to go into a break, but it seems like I ran over time a little bit, so I'm just going to get into the last portion of my show. And, for the last portion of my show, I always like to talk about a reggae artist and end with one of their songs, because it just gets people in a good mood and it ends the show on a good note. So, and I haven't decided to switch it up yet, but I might do that in my later shows. And so I decided to choose a band that has its roots in San Diego, and they're known as Tribal Seeds. And I chose this band because they're a part of the new age reggae that has emerged mainly on the West Coast. And a lot of these new age reggae bands are, it doesn't matter, you know, if they're black or not or African-American. A lot of these bands are white, just like Tribal Seeds. And I mean, some of the band members might be mixed, but for the most part, they're a Caucasian group who plays reggae music, and that's pretty cool. You know, it kind of reminds me of Sublime, and Sublime is one of my favorite bands. And it doesn't matter, you know, music is diverse in its own way, so it doesn't matter what skin color or whatever you guys, whatever is easiest to kind of label people by. It doesn't matter when it comes to music. Alright, so this band is heavily influenced by Steel Pulse, which is the reggae band that I talked about last week a little bit and didn't actually have that much time to talk about, but they're also really heavily influenced by Bob Marley and the Wailers and the band Midnight. But I think you can compare their sound to the new age reggae bands kind of like Revolution, Slightly Stupid, Iration, Soja, Island Feeling, Ja Roots, and Clear Conscience. And Tribal Seeds has only released 3 albums since they came together in 2005, and including 1 EP, but I guess a lot of people consider that an album, but it only had like 5 songs on it, so it's definitely an EP. And so now they're expected to release their 4th album called Representing, which is supposed to be released this year, but that's still, you know, just a rumor. And a lot of the fans and everybody who's interested in this music are always left in the dark when it comes to, you know, what these artists are actually doing in studio or and all that. So you never know when something's gonna come out. I think part of the whole process of enjoying the music is waiting for the new stuff to come out and enjoying what we have now until that time comes. I don't like to worry about when things are gonna be released, and I don't like to put, you know, too much worry into that. But anyways, Tribal Seeds was formed by 2 brothers. And, you know, 2 brothers from San Diego, like I said. And originally Steven Rene Jacobo, who plays guitar and sings and writes lyrics. He started making music with his brother Tony Ray Jacobo, and Tony Ray was the producer mainly, who played keyboards and vocals. And together, I mean, they needed more members, obviously, so they joined childhood friends and random music artists who could play their style of music. And Tribal Seeds recruited members Carlos Verduga, who played drums, Victor Navarro, who played bass, Ian Young, who played keyboards and contributed to vocals, and then Ryan Gonzo, who played guitar and vocals. And then, I mean, off the bat, these guys, that's the amazing thing about these guys, is that off the bat, they became pretty famous. And their first album, their self-entitled debut album, was released in 2008. And then the following year, they released their second, called The Harvest. And in this 2-year time span, they were able to reach number 5 on the Billboard reggae charts, and they ended up playing alongside bands like Sublime, for example. Sublime with Rome, because that's what they're called now. But they've played with Jason Mraz, they played with Steph Marley, Revolution, Soja, Skrillex for all groups, which is a dubstep man. And they played with Red Hot Chili Peppers, Modest Yahoo. They've played with so many big artists, Jane's Addiction. These guys have really hit the scene in just the couple of years that they emerged, and that's why I decided to choose a song to play by them, because they're one of those unique bands that kind of emerge and then they either, you know, they're either a one-hit wonder or they keep it going. And I have a feeling these guys are going to keep their sound going. They're not just going to fall off. But as of now, since I don't really have time to talk about the band after the song plays, I'm just going to kind of add what I can now and then end my show after the song. But going back to their musical career, their EP, which was released in 2011, peaked at number 2 on the Billboard Reggae charts, and that was only a 5-track EP, and it still made it to number 2. So like I'm saying, these guys are probably going to go very far if they keep making music together, or even just keep making music in general. And they've always made music that is relative to good vibes and speaking out for the youth who don't, especially teenage youth who don't have the voice to really speak to the entire nation or the world. And they always try to reach a higher consciousness in their musical style, especially in their messages. And this whole higher consciousness thing is like, it all stems from feeling good and doing what's right. So that's what reggae music, I think, is definitely composed of. I think it's composed of good vibes, good messages, and just it's all about feeling good and making a change, making something positive out of something negative. And you can consider them reggae just because it has that kind of chuck chuck guitar rhythm style where it's just like, you know, constantly going. And the song that I chose to play for you guys today is actually off their debut album, and I chose it because the fact that it's off their debut album and it sounds so unique in the first place is exactly why they have hit the scene so hard. And it's a pretty popular song as well, I believe, but it's not mainstream. So without further ado, let's bring some good vibes into the airwaves and play the song by Tribal Seeds called Dawn of Time. I hope you guys enjoy this. It should put you guys in a pretty good mood. So here it goes. We'll We're back. You're listening to the one and only Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. And you just heard the song called Dawn of Time by the reggae band Tribal Seeds. And with 2 minutes left in my show, I just want to kind of go over a little bit of news, quick news, just to kind of give you an update on what's going on around the world. I'm sure a lot of people have heard about the stabbing that happened pretty recently. I think it happened yesterday, yeah. In Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, a high schooler went on a rampage and knifed 20 people. Some were left with life-threatening injuries, but most of them were able to walk away fine and just get treated for minor injuries. But and they, I mean, a lot of stuff is going down that's just crazy nowadays, stuff like that. And recently, I think this just happened, actually. It says there was a shooting outside of an Ohio elementary school, and two were shot. And this whole issue that revolves around these violent acts that come out of schools nowadays, I think it's exactly a representation of the times that we live in and the confusion that, you know, surrounds all this. I don't know exactly why these kids did it. I don't exactly know, you know, the personal lives of these people, but it's a serious topic, and I think I wish I had more time to talk about it. Maybe next show, maybe later on. And you know, it all ties to like the Virginia Tech shootings or Sandy Hook shootings. It's all, you know, it's all relative to American culture, and it's something that should be discussed more, I think, personally. And in other news, Stephen Colbert was revealed to be David Letterman's replacement on The Late Show, and that's huge. I think Stephen Colbert is a great talk show host, and his show, which is currently on Comedy Central, is a great show because it talks about politics and it informs the youth of America about what's going on, and he makes it funny too. I think it's going to be good for TV that Stephen Colbert is going to be the late show host. Personally, I mean, obviously he can't do what he did on Comedy Central, but it should be so good, I think. And with that, guys, that ends my show for the week. Catch me next week. Catch my show, The Sound of the Underground, on Thursday, 4 to 5, next week, and we will get straight back into the music. With that, I wish everybody a great rest of their Thursday afternoon / evening, and with that, I'm DJ Proof signing off. You just heard The Sound of the Underground bring you the truth from the booth on the one and only Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. Have a great weekend, folks.